coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com. Today's show is powered by DuBois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big, and no job is too small. Learn more at DuBoisElectric.com. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's. Just Mark with you for the top part of the show, and then we're going to bring Sarah and JC back into the studio through the magic of editing as we sample some Down East Caramel Apple Cider as part of our Tasting Tales Friday presented by Rupert's. Before we do all that, let's take a look at some headlines for Friday, November 14th. The main office of cannabis policy is expanding its recall on Yanni adult-use vape cartridges due to unsafe levels of the pesticide chlorpheniramine. The pesticide can cause high fever, nausea, vomiting, and altered mental status. For more information, visit maine.gov. Governor Mills issued a statement on the end of the federal government shutdown. She said, quote, "While this shutdown may end, the dysfunction in Washington remains. I call on the President and Congress once again to do what's right. Extend the health insurance tax credits and avoid skyrocketing premiums for Maine people and millions more across the country." Central Maine Medical Center registered nurse Paul Turnquist won the DAISY Award. The international program recognizes nurses for their compassionate care and the difference they make in patients' lives. Paul was nominated by a patient's family member as he guided them through a difficult time. And the fourth annual Hilton Holiday Hangout is on Tuesday, November 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn Riverwatch in Auburn. 19 vendors will offer a variety of items, including handcrafted jewelry, soaps, barbecue sauces, 3D prints, home decor, and more. Admission is free, and there will be light snacks, a cash bar, and live music by Judd Caswell. Now it's time for the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
Cloudy today. The sun may make an appearance later this afternoon. We'll have a high of 40 and a low of 30. A sunny start to tomorrow before snow moves in later in the day. Keep the shovels handy as we may get a few inches. High 41, low 28. Snow tapers off on Sunday morning, giving way to cloudy skies with highs in the low 40s. In sports, how's about them Patriots? Travion Henderson ran for two touchdowns and caught another as the Patriots beat the New York Jets in prime time 27-14. The Pats have won 8 in a row, and they have the NFL's best record at 9-2. They'll visit the Cincinnati Bengals next Sunday. The Bruins had their winning streak snapped at 7 games after last night's 5-3 loss to the Ottawa Senators. Boston will visit the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow night. The Celtics host the LA Clippers on Sunday afternoon. Central Maine Community College men's basketball beat New Hampshire Technical Institute 100-76. CM Women's Hockey will host New Hampshire this afternoon at 4:30, and Men's Hockey will host UMass Amherst at 6:45. The NA3 Nordiques lost to the Long Beach Sharks 6-3. The Lewiston Maniacs beat Universal Academy 7-3. The Maniacs are back on home ice tonight against the St. Stephen County Moose at 7:30. The Maine Nordiques host the Maryland Black Bears for Military Appreciation Weekend this afternoon at 1 and tomorrow at 7. And in high school football, a Class C semifinal, Levitt's going to take on Herman tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Lewiston High School. That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for November the 14th, shall we?
Yeah, Mark, let's do it.
Thank you, voice in my head. We're going to start off with actor Patrick Warburton, who is 61 years old today. You might know him as David Putty on Seinfeld. He also voiced Joe Swanson in Family Guy, Sheriff Bronson Stone in Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, Kronk in Disney's The Emperor's New Groove, and Buzz Lightyear in Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. Joseph Ward Simmons is 61 years old today. He's also known as Run of Run DMC. He's a founding member of the influential hip-hop group, and he's also a practicing minister known as Reverend Run. Actor D.B. Sweeney, 64 years old today. He played Jackie Willow in Francis Ford Coppola's Gardens of Stone in 1987. He also played Lieutenant Phil Lowenthal in Memphis Belle in 1990 and Shoeless Joe Jackson in Eight Men Out, which came out in 1988. And rounding out FPBs for November the 14th is Laura San Giacomo, who is 64 years old today. She played Cynthia in Sex, Lies, and Videotape in 1989, and she played Maya Gallo in the sitcom Just Shoot Me from 1997 to 2003. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
22 years ago on this day in 2003, Jay-Z released his eighth album titled The Black Album, which featured 99 Problems. 24 years ago on this day in 2001, The Bernie Mac Show premiered. It ran for 5 seasons and 104 episodes. Bernie passed away 2 years after its cancellation. 27 years ago on this day in 1998, Carmen Electra married Dennis Rodman. And to everyone's surprise, they divorced 6 months later. 28 years ago on this day in 1997, Celine Dion released her 5th album, Let's Talk About Love. That's the one that featured My Heart Will Go On, which became the theme song to the movie Titanic. 32 years ago on this day in 1993, Miami Dolphins head coach Don Shula picked up his 325th win, which earned him the NFL record of most wins by a head coach. He still holds the record with a total of 347 wins. Bill Belichick is in second place with 333, and I believe he's going to stay there, especially after the dismal season he's having coaching North Carolina. 32 years ago on this day in 1993, Puerto Rico voted against becoming the 51st U.S. state. In a choice between Commonwealth, statehood, and independence, 48.9% voted to remain a U.S. Commonwealth, and 46.6% wanted statehood. 42 years ago on this day in 1983, Stephen King published his 17th book, Pet Sematary. The 1989 movie adaptation featured a cameo of King as a priest and Munsters star Fred Gwynne, who played Herman Munster, as Judd Crandall, the old man who buries the neighbor's cat. 65 years ago, on this day in 1960, the Ray Charles classic Georgia on My Mind hit number one. And 174 years ago, on this day in 1851, a little book by Herman Melville called Moby Dick was first published in the United States. Well, call me Ishmael. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for November the 14th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. If you think that you are being followed, drive immediately to a public place or the nearest police station. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Through the magic of editing, we bring Sarah and JC back into the studio for our weekly Rupert's Beverage and Redemption Tasting Tales segment. And I got to tell you, Rupert's is knocking it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to, I don't know if this is a new thing or they were just in a hurry or what. But they used to bring in.
We're going to drop something off.
Yeah. They used to bring in like one bottle of beer,
mm-hmm.
one can of mm-hmm. beer or wine or what have you. And we would split that three ways.
Yeah.
Now we have a four pack mm-hmm. of Down East limited edition caramel apple.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mason jar of Sugarland's Sip and Cream Eggnog, mm-hmm. very festive.
Very festive.
And we have a six-pack of Sam Adams Winter White Ale.
Yeah.
And we also have Goodland's Extract Baked Gingerbread High Soda Delta 9 Beverage. And they brought in a four-pack of that as well.
I'm excited for that one.
So thank you, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, for stepping up your game. As I said, I don't know if it's just for the holidays, but we're going to enjoy it while we're here.
Let's not question it.
I'm not going to question it.
No. Nope.
So JC is joining us for her first Tasting Tales
welcome
segment.
Welcome aboard.
Yes. Welcome, JC. Welcome to Tasting Tales. This is not like our regular podcast that we do during the day. This is a special one.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm sure you are. As it is your first Tasting Tales, we would like you to choose, and then we'll drink it up and let folks know all about it.
I'm thinking the caramel apple.
Wise choice.
Yeah.
All right. Down East limited edition. I'm a big fan of cider now because my wife has celiac. So by default, so do I. And cider is the beverage of choice in our household. So I'm going to crack this open.
Mm-hmm.
Down East always feel right this time of year.
Down East is so good. And don't forget, you got to do the shake thing with mm-hmm. the cider. You know that?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Tipping up.
You're like Pam Jr. over here with all the knowledge. So I don't know how much. Do we want to start by splitting one can and see where that goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Sarah's like, that's not going to cut it, but that's how we'll start.
You know us. We're going to get halfway through, and then we're going to be like, can we get some more of that over here?
That's true. Okay.
That's when Pam's here, though, so maybe.
Fine choice, JC. I'm looking forward to this. I haven't tried this one yet.
This is a limited edition.
Yes.
I love that our fridge keeps everything so cold. It's like icy cold.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have like a winter one of the Down East, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is perfect for right now, like the in-between Halloween and Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be with the caramel apple.
Yeah.
According to Down East Caramel Apple, they say, one of the few foods on a stick we felt good about turning into a cider. Corn dog? Nah.
Oh,
chicken teriyaki? Nah. Caramel apple? That is a no-brainer. If you're familiar with Down East cider, you know it's unfiltered. And what's so great about unfiltered cider? Farm fresh apple cider is at the core of each can. Filtering that would mean filtering out flavor. No. Down East leaves the flavor in. They leave the good stuff in there. It is the reason why Down East cider tastes like cider.
Mm-hmm.
Unfiltered the way it should be.
Yeah.
This is the ASMR portion.
I was just going to say that.
Of this particular podcast.
Did we get the ABV on this? 5%. And this is a four-pack of cans that we have, courtesy of Rupert's, and they are 12-ounce cans. So you can get... Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. We all got a little bit of the, like, bits at the bottom.
Yeah.
Because it's unfiltered.
It's good stuff.
Smell?
So you can get these, obviously, at your local Rupert's.
Oh, I like the smell.
So good.
Yeah.
Did you smell it, JC?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I like their... their photography on their website has the can covered in caramel, and it is super sticky and delicious looking.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers, y'all.
Bottoms up.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Down East, I love you.
That is so good. That's like candy. That'll get you in trouble.
That will get you in trouble.
That caramel taste.
Oh, it's strong. I like it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, the apple is there, but you're right, JC. The caramel is like, boom, right there when you take a sip.
This is perfection.
It's really good.
I'm going to have to get some of this on the way home.
Yep.
Because my wife is going to know that we tried it. And she's going to be like,
hey, where's mine?
Usually what she does when she sees the graphic that we post of whatever we're sampling. That happened with the 19 Crimes, the hard chard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We downed a bottle of that, too.
So you did two in one day?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Right? It was a Friday.
That was a fun bottle.
It was.
That was really cool.
It was. Down East also has a pumpkin blend, mm-hmm. also a limited edition. Mm. The classic blend, but at 8%
Oof.
ABV.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, look at this one. I have never heard of this one before. They have pear and vanilla.
That's a pre-order. You got to pre-order that one.
Wow.
That looks really good.
Yeah. And they also have a new dry cider.
I wonder if this is the winter one you were thinking of.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like a blue and white.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
It looks like ice. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Possibly too refreshing. Is that even possible? What would go really well with this? What would I want to snack on? Well, maybe some kettle corn.
Ooh, kettle corn, pretzels.
That would be perfect.
Something chocolate dipped.
Yeah.
Chocolate dipped pretzels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is your first Tasting Tales, JC, and you kind of got thrown into this podcast world in the past week or so. I'm assuming you've never done anything like this?
No.
No? What do you think of it so far? Like the podcast in particular?
I like it, yeah.
It's fun,
right? It's interesting,
right? Yeah. Get to talk to interesting people.
Yeah.
How did you come to Lydia Media? How did all that happen?
What's your deal?
Yeah, let's get a story. Let's get your story.
Well, it just kind of... I don't want to say fell into my lap, but it kind of did. I've known Pam for a long time, but she was just kind of talking about how she needed somebody to come in to help with certain things. And I was in a position where I was kind of looking for something new. It all just honestly kind of ended up working out where here I am now. I don't really know how, but yeah.
What were you doing before?
I was working... kind of in a private household situation, yeah. I was just helping a busy family with scheduling a lot of different things, like their kids and stuff. So I was helping out with all of that. And then I have some background in customer service. And this is very new to me, though, this whole world.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love it so far. Yeah.
It's something different every day.
Right.
Right? That's just the fun part.
The people have been so amazing. Everybody, I've never seen so much of, like, the community coming together. I guess you don't really realize until you're working somewhere like this or seeing it firsthand how great it really is.
Like, and Pam's a big part of that.
Yeah.
She absolutely is. Yeah. She is a catalyst for community interaction.
Yes.
100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you got to experience some of that last night in Poland, right?
Yes. We went to Poland Provisions last night. It was really nice in there. That was my first time actually going.
So that was for the Poland Community and Economic Development Committee?
Yes. Yep.
And that was like, what was it, like a mixer there, social event?
Yeah, just like a little social, yep.
Yeah.
But that was super interesting to kind of see that too. I feel like I've been a lot around Lewis and Auburn, so that was something.
Yeah, a little bit further west.
New people. Yeah.
And that's where you're from, right?
Yeah, so I grew up in Oxford.
Okay.
So right there on the Poland line, yeah.
Right on. I used to work over to the Speedway.
Oh, really?
I worked at the Speedway for 8 years.
Oh, awesome.
I love when you say over to.
Yeah.
Like you're...
That's what I do.
Over to the Speedway.
Yeah.
I don't know why that cracks me up every time you do that.
Well, not everyone talks that way.
No, I know.
So that's why.
I don't think you talk that way. It's just that one thing you do.
Like I go over to the Hannafits.
Over to the Hannafits.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm on the Facebook.
Yes, you are. Right?
And people JC's age look at me and go, my God.
What?
You're so old.
This guy's deal. See how long he had to scroll to put his date of birth in for this Downy Cider website.
I sprained.
Is that number even on here?
I sprained my index finger scrolling. It was horrible. So what are you going to be doing here at Lydia Media outside of joining us on the podcast?
Right now, I'm kind of just shadowing Pam, seeing how things work and this world and helping out really wherever she needs me, learning what I can, and then eventually hopefully getting into some sales.
And you get to hang out with Lydia.
Yeah.
In her office, too.
And Vinny, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah.
When he's in the mood.
I know. I have a special place in my heart for Vinny. I just feel for his little legs, you know?
Yeah. And his pointy little ears.
His pointy little, and his chunky little butt.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. He's so cute.
He is so cute.
He's obnoxious, but he's really cute.
Yeah.
Same, Vinny.
We should do three random questions with JC. This is like a getting to know you.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Kind of deal. Are you going to be on the podcast with us on a regular basis? I'm not sure.
That's what it's seeming like.
Okay. Cool. I don't know that you will be able to top Jessica's stories in getting to know you.
She's wilder than you think.
Really?
Oh, my.
She grew up feral is the word that I used. Feral.
There is a legendary episode of the podcast on that included Tim Rucker and Jessica. And Jessica, out of the blue, said, I used to crush up Smarties and snort them
through
a straw.
Yep.
We all thought she was joking.
Yeah.
She was not.
She also admitted to us that she rolled up grass clippings from her yard and attempted to smoke them.
Yes.
So that is... anything you say in here is going to be like, oh, that's tame.
Yeah.
I think my response was, where were your parents? Yeah. Where were your parents?
That's hilarious.
And I think she said her mom would kick them out on Saturdays to clean the house.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not a reason.
When you get locked out of the house so that whoever can clean, there's some things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if those are the things that happen, but.
And especially back when we were kids, we didn't have a whole lot of technology.
Yeah. When I was growing up, my grandmother, me and my cousins would all go over there, and she would lock us out of the house too. And she'd be like, don't come back until lunch.
Yeah.
And we'd be outside building forts. So we did not have.
Yeah, not snorting Smarties.
No, we didn't snort Smarties, but.
So weird.
So I think it was the following day, like, Tim Rucker brought in some Smarties and a spoon for her to smush them up with and a straw.
I saw all those Smarties and I was like, did somebody know about that? Like,
oh,
that makes sense. Tim did it.
Jessica went legend.
That was
that podcast. She,
she's not been invited back.
She. She took us all by surprise, obviously.
Really did,
I don't think anyone would ever expect to hear that out of her.
It was a blast, though. I had a lot of fun talking to her.
It was, yeah.
I realized growing up that I had a very different childhood, compared to hers. Like, I was out catching salamanders and frogs.
Yeah.
Like freaking Huckleberry Finn. And
she
love, was on
like,
the streets.
The energy and the pride.
I know, she was so funny.
In which she disclosed that information.
I've snorted crushed up Smarties before.
What the fuck?
That hurts.
That makes my nose
hurt. That
hurts.
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
JC, what's the weirdest thing you ever did as a kid? Did you ever snort Smarties?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I can remember.
I feel like I would have a recollection.
Yeah, I feel like that's something I might remember.
Yeah.
But when we weren't playing outside making forts, me and my cousins also used to play with Ouija boards a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. My grandmother always took them away. She, like, we had an actual one, and then she found out that we were using it and took it. I don't even know what she did with it. I think she, like, brought it to the dump or something to get it out.
Man.
And then we'd make our
Haunted
own.
Haunted board games. How do you make your own Ouija board?
Well, you just, like, the piece of paper and...
Oh.
Kind of write it all out. And
so you
we
practiced
had, like,
the dark arts.
The dark arts.
Wow. All right, this is getting good. Played with Ouija boards.
Yeah.
So how old were you and your cousins at this time?
Oh, my goodness. We were all our ages range quite a bit, but I want to say I was pretty young. I had to be like probably... like six when we started doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodness.
Six or seven. But some of my cousins are, I mean, at that time, were in their teens, so.
So they were the ones who were recruiting you to talk to spirits?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're like, take the little one.
we do not have your back.
Well, yeah. No, we didn't want to be left out. I was like, hey, let me in.
I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, my goodness. All right. Have you ever used a Ouija board?
Yes.
No.
No?
I believe you, but I do not. I have never used a Ouija board.
How come?
Because I have enough contact with spirits without actually directly talking to them.
Okay.
I'm not interested in full communication.
So did anything weird? Did you have any weird experiences with the Ouija board?
There was sometimes some weird things that would happen, but we could never tell if it was like real or if it was somebody else. Yeah. I mean, we all were kids, so it was like, who's pushing it?
Right. Yeah.
But that is stuff that I believe in, so...
Yeah.
Some weird things did happen when we were younger. And my grandmother's house was very old, the house that we would always play in. So we'd play like hide and seek, and whoever was the seeker would put on like Halloween masks. I don't know what it was with like creepy shit when we were growing up.
All right. What technology are you most hooked on right now?
Mm. I should say my Kindle. I read a lot. Mm. I use my Kindle probably the most, so.
What do you like to read?
A lot of fantasy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've read some thrillers. Honestly, I've tried, like, self-help and stuff. I can't do it.
You're not interested in self-help?
No. I always end up falling asleep, like, a chapter in, or I just can't get into it.
What's the most recent book you read?
I just read the Plated Prisoner series. It was about, like Fae and...
Yeah, like fairy folklore type stuff. Interesting. Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was a long read. I almost didn't finish it just because it was a lot of world building and just a little too much.
Mm.
They kind of stretched out the books a lot more than needed, but it was still good. I'm happy I ended up finishing it.
You're a Harry Potter fan?
I am. I tried to read the books, I think, last summer.
Good.
And I did not get through them. I didn't get through all of them. That's definitely something I want to read.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
Mark's not interested.
I have never read a Harry Potter book, nor have I ever seen a movie. And my wife and my two kids have done both extensively, like multiple times.
Yeah.
I just never get into it.
I love that.
Did you ever try watching the movies or anything?
No. No. It never interested me.
Not even when the kids were watching?
No.
I was going to say, I feel like if you just like saw it, well... not purposely trying to watch it, then you would end up hooked too.
Yeah, but I have. I mean, they'd watch it in the living room and I'd be in the house and, passing by like, and all that. And
so here's something you don't know about Mark. He has interesting taste in movies. Do you want to explain it?
Sure.
Okay.
So big budget and blockbuster movies, I have no interest in.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything that is marketed to the masses.
Yeah.
I have... zero interest in.
And not ironically, he just really doesn't.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is it literally just because?
No, it's not just because. He just really doesn't. Don't. Part of the reason why is because I've seen some of those movies, like the newer Star Wars movies that came out. Mm-hmm. I went to see those with my kids. And I'm like, I came out of there going, you had an essentially unlimited budget. And this is the best you could do.
This is all you've got?
I watch Mystery Science Theater 3000. And Riff Tracks extensively. That's pretty much all I do as far as movies go. So what it is they take what's known as B-movies, mm-hmm. like some of the worst movies ever made.
Yeah.
Those are the movies I enjoy. I like horrible acting. I like horrible special effects.
Really?
I want to watch a movie
with
a $10,000 budget and people who are acting for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the movies I enjoy.
The faker, the better.
Yeah. And with Mystery Science Theater and Riff Tracks, what they do is they sit there and they just tear the movie apart while it's playing.
Oh, okay.
They
like in front of the screen. There,
yes.
You can see their silhouettes down at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I enjoy. I think it's hilarious. Yeah.
It's hard for me because I'm like a big movie person, like classic movies too, like Casablanca and The Godfather, and I can never get Mark to watch those movies.
And she tells me all the time, she's like, you'd love it. And
I know
he would. Chances are, I would.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it just, I would rather watch Velocipastor, where a priest turns into a dinosaur and he fights ninjas.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a Marvel movie fan either.
No.
No, super. But I really, I stand by it. If he watched Ragnarok, I really feel you would really enjoy that one.
Marvel's one that I never really I shouldn't even say got into because I haven't even taken the time to like watch.
Well, my son is around your age. He's almost 22, but I grew up with him absolutely loving Iron Man. Like it started with Iron Man and it just like went from there. So I've had to sit through hours upon hours upon hours of Marvel movies on repeat at times. So I kind of got to be a fan.
Yeah.
I think love all of them, but I do love a few. And Ragnarok is definitely one of the ones that I'm like, that's the greatest. I could sit down and watch it and then watch it again.
Yeah.
Like it's that kind of funny. It's so good.
If you ever get the opportunity, and I think it's on Tubi, which is a free streaming platform.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Velocipastor it's a great movie. Just to give you an idea of the budget they had, there's a scene where the main character's parents are sitting in a car, and that car is supposed to explode. But when they cut to the scene, there's a car there, and then there's a bar that goes over the car that says VFX, like video effects. Dash car explodes. So you use your imagination, right?
Oh my goodness,
they didn't have the budget to pull it off, which I can respect. They tried, right? They tried.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
It's National Pickle Day. Friday.
National Pickle Day.
Friday the 14th. And since we have an inspirational pickle, I thought that would be important for us too.
We get to introduce JC to Positive Pickle.
Do you know our Positive Pickle?
I do not.
All right. So hold him up to the microphone and press his stem.
You're pickled with positivity.
See?
Do it again.
You relish every moment.
There are countless sayings in that.
I was going to say, is there more?
There's so many more. I don't know that we...
...of plain cucumbers be a spicy pickle.
I don't think we've gone through all of them.
This is
sound
advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good pickle. So today, Friday the 14th, is National Pickle Day.
All right.
It's the day to celebrate all kinds of pickles.
Even
the spicy kind like Mark.
I'm a spicy pickle. Sarah's going to get out of here, but before you do, I have a list of hobbies that seem to attract super pretentious people.
Ooh, please do. Can I guess a couple of them?
Please, yes.
Rock climbing?
No.
No? Golf?
No.
Ooh, scuba diving?
Oh, I will give you disc golf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that geez, qualifies. Those guys.
Let's go throw a frisbee in the woods. Be pretentious.
Rah.
JC, any guesses?
Yeah, what do you got?
I don't know. I was going to say golf, too.
Yeah. I've met some really nice golfers, though, I have to say. That was a hard one to be like, golf. But, I mean, the typical, like, nose-in-the-air country club type golfers who I had in mind, not the weekend backyard.
And that's why I don't play golf anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a few in here that have to do with exercise.
Interesting. CrossFitters.
CrossFit. Of course.
Those guys are crazy.
Of course.
Those guys are nuts.
Did you ever do CrossFit? Have you ever considered it?
No. I have no interest in it at all.
Why is that?
Because I don't, because I studied body mechanics and physical training, and so I know that the rapid pace at which they move through their exercises is not effective.
Okay.
And sets them up for injury. So for me, that's like, you guys are just being, you're just being foolish. But that's just one person's opinion about CrossFit.
All right. Yep. Cycling.
Oh, God. Their pants. Their shorts. Jeez.
What's up with the pants and the shorts?
And the, like, everything about them is aerodynamic.
Mm. Right.
30 miles today. Get in your car. You're in the way.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, now.
Oh, my goodness.
I get a real problem with them.
I'm with you on that.
Get out of the road.
Yeah.
You're not a car. There's woods for this.
Always in the most convenient spots, too.
Right?
I don't know.
Pickleball.
I don't know, because more and more people are jumping into the pickleball thing.
Yeah.
Like it's kind
of a rage now.
Yeah, it's sort of an everyman sport. Yeah. I think people take any sport too seriously, and I'm sure there's people who play pickleball who do too, but
I agree.
I don't know.
What about equestrians? I mean, if you own a horse or you ride a horse on a regular basis,
yeah,
you're pretentious.
I don't,
by default.
I have a cousin who is she's a barrel rider.
Uh-huh.
So I guess she's technically an equestrian, but she's like one of the biggest badasses I've ever met. Like,
okay.
I've seen photos of her, and her hair and the tail of the horse are like just flowing in the wind as she's like digging around a barrel, and it's like, well, that's really cool.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that is really cool. I feel like there's different types of riding a horse.
There's different types of horse people,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If you're just prancing around, then
yeah.
I feel like, yeah, maybe. But if you're doing something like...
I like that you did that with your hands. Prancing. Something I would do. Prancing around.
Yeah.
Ooh, photography.
I don't find you to be pretentious.
Well, I don't think I am, but I think some photographers are.
Yeah.
I shoot sports and events. That's not very pretentious. That's like...
I'm thinking of all of the photographers that I know in my circle of people, and I would say they're not at all. In fact, the people that I know who are into photography, who do it professionally, are actually more of the quiet, behind-the-scenes, stand-back sort of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm thinking of Jen Grace and Ryan Donovan and you. Like, you guys are like... Not wallflowers, but just conscious observers.
Yeah. We don't want to be the center of attention.
Yeah, you know it's not about you.
I would say like wedding photographers, some of them do.
Yeah.
Some of them are a little obnoxious.
Yeah, that's true.
How about charcuterie board aficionados?
How do you get that title?
Yeah.
How do you classify that?
I was going to say the title alone.
Yeah. That's right.
If anything with the word aficionado, it's going to be a little pretentious.
Agreed.
I think if you get into like the whole, oh, I need brie with hot honey, and not just like a salami from a package.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Meditation.
Is that- oh, God. Yeah, I've met, yeah.
I think if you tell people that you meditate on a regular basis, that's pretentious.
That's pretentious.
You can meditate and it can benefit you if you just shut up about it.
Yeah. I was having a day last week and it was really busy. So our building.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Our building houses one of our retail locations. So my office is above one of our retail locations. And we have a doorbell that goes ding, 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 ding. And I was having a day and I was having a hard time with my ADHD. So I went into our conference room to meditate. But it was a super busy day. So every time I get into a state of meditation, ding, 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 ding. I was like, ah, this is not helping. It's making it worse.
You could have turned the ding, ding, ding into your mantra.
Oh, that, I didn't think of that because at the time I was just furious that it wouldn't stop. I was like, I'm not calm.
I'm here to help.
Thank you. Next time.
Another one is reading, which I think is right along the lines of meditation.
I love telling people that I read.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, if it's brought up, I do.
I read.
Yeah.
I read a lot. I read a lot of articles from Medium, like the Substack articles, and I read a lot of books, but I'm one of those people who... If I get 3/4 of the way through the book and I'm like, I got what I needed out of this book, I will stop reading it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll put it down. So I have dozens of like 3/4 or half finished books.
You don't wonder about them?
No.
More.
No, I put it down and I'm like, yeah, I got what I needed out of it. And I move on. The most recently, I just finished a book and I was like, oh, I read it all the way through. That's weird. Like, I don't usually do that. Do you read?
I do.
Yeah.
Not regularly.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I'm interested in something, I'll read it. I don't make it it's not part of my daily routine.
Yeah. Have you gotten into any of
pretentious
like...
Pretentious about it.
Have you gotten into any of those like Substacks or just kind of like small
I just
bits?
Was introduced to Substack through Jen Grace.
Oh.
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what is it?
I have a subscription to Medium, which is a Substack, and it's just... I contribute to. I write there too.
What?
It's not a big deal. But you...
She's so humble.
No.
It is a big deal.
It's not a big deal. But you can go and you can subscribe for $5 a month and then you can like click on the things that are most interesting to you. So if you want to see articles about professional development or photography or artists or like social, you just kind of figure out what you like and then they'll feed you an email every day with a Substack of all of the articles that you might be interested in reading.
Oh my God.
And the more you, it's sort of like an algorithm. Like the more you click through and read a full article, they're like, oh, okay, they liked this. So they'll send you more like that.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, most of the reads are 3 to 7 minutes. So it's a quick read too.
Right. Yeah.
But it's great information, a lot of really good information. You can follow specific writers too. So if you like their stuff, you continuously get their stuff in your feed.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Well, that is going to do it for the show, everybody.
All right.
Sarah's going to get out of here. Sarah has a real job.
I have an appointment at 10.
Sarah's one of those pretentious people who's like, I have to go to my real job.
I have to go to work.
Yeah. I can't stay here and drink with you guys.
I would love to. I would love to finish off that 4-pack.
I know.
How much fun would that be?
Right.
But I can't.
All right.
To do the thing.
All right.
Boo. So,
thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you bright and early on Monday morning when I believe we have Brenton's barbecue coming.
Kevin's coming.
Kevin and Melissa.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited.
So we're looking forward to that. Thanks once again to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for not only sponsoring the show, but this segment as well. Mm-hmm. Tasting Tales is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like I said, they stepped their game up with the quantity. It was always quality.
The quality has always been good. So that
now,
was...
now there's enhanced quantity.
Yeah. Three sums up.
Thanks to DeBlois Electric as well for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat.
And I will say, I have bitten my cat.